Balancing your busyness. Busy is a word that we hear a lot, don't we? We hear, oh, I'm so busy. We think we're so busy. Or you ask somebody, how have you been? Oh, I've been so busy. And, you know, that's the answer. And then the next question is, wow, what have you been busy doing? I don't know. I've just been busy, 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 busy. A lot of busy people know they're busy, but they just really can't pinpoint what they're busy doing. And that word busy means occupied, means unavailable. It means active and full of bustle. And a lot of times we can be occupied. We are busy. I'm occupied. I'm unavailable at the moment because I'm busy doing this thing. And then there are other times where we can be full of bustle, busyness, and we are kind of frantic in our busyness. I think that we've all felt like that from time to time in this world, the way the world is. You know, back in the olden days, even when I was small, it just, you know, things just seemed less busy. It was less hectic. Because there weren't as many options in life. There's so many options, so many choices right now. It used to be you would go to the grocery store to buy whatever you're going to buy, and you might have had two choices on that, maybe two brands or two types, and now the shelves are full with choices and options that can take up time trying to decide which one to buy. You know, it used to be you would go to, when I grew up, of course that was before we had a McDonald's or any of those things, we had Chick's Burgers. And it was basic. It was like In-N-Out, where you have a hamburger or you have this, you know. And now you know the options there. Just so many choices, so many things in our life that fill our time and fill our minds. We can be busy about the affairs of this life. That is a full-time job, just being alive and maintaining what you have to maintain. Insurance companies. I mean, trying to call an insurance company or find insurance or medical issues or appointments, things like that. All of those things gobble up our time and make us busy. Used to not be that way. You could just call and a person would answer the phone and they would be able to answer your question. And now you're punching in or talking. No, I didn't say that. I said this. And at least that's what I do. I'm just like, oh, you just, oh. All the technology, the busyness with the technology and the beep, 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 and you know, you all through the day. And sometimes you hear those, whatever they're called, those alert noises and all that, and they didn't even go off. You know, you think they did. They're in your head now. Oh, there's so many things in life, you know, that just keep us busy. It used to be where, you know, the wife stayed home, the husband got up at a certain time, went to work, and he came home at a certain time. Now people are working 24 hours around the clock and this shift and that shift and just coming and going and passing through the... It's just, it's crazy. So all of these things, they gobble up our time, but they make our minds very busy. Our minds really are overly stimulated today, and that's big trouble with kids today, is they're way overly stimulated and busy minds. Twice in Scripture, we are told specifically to redeem the time and to redeem the time wisely. Once in Ephesians 4, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And then in Colossians 4, walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Each of us, and we know this, has been given the same amount of time every day. Everybody has 24 hours a day. And so sometimes we think that some people might have more time in their day than we do, or it might feel like that, but we all are given the same amount of time during the day, and we need wisdom to use that time effectively, to redeem that time wisely. And again, there are so many different ways we can spend our time. But we need to use our time to be productive and to be wise in that. Because if we're not wise in that, we're not efficient or productive in it, then we mismanage and we waste time. I shudder to think how much time is wasted in this world on petty, trivial things that just don't matter. Have you ever found yourself doing something and then, I mean, all this time has gone by and then you just look and you think, I just wasted 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it might be, and I've accomplished nothing, and it's just been a total waste of time. I want to go over some reasons for our busyness, or the, you know, ways that we are busy. The first one is mismanaged time. There are a lot of people, not everybody, but there are a lot of people that they don't know how to manage their time. Things just don't click for them to put things in a good order during the day. They don't maybe understand what is truly important to do, and then those things that they can wait. They really can wait. This might take this amount of time, but it isn't necessary right now. It can be an undisciplined mind that can get very easily distracted. Have you ever been distracted where, I mean, some of us do this, where we start in one room and we're straightening and we're cleaning, and then this thing reminds us of that in the other room, and we go in the other room and then we see that, and then we start doing that in there, and then that leads us to another room, and then we go there, and then 4 hours later we end up back where we started and we think, oh, that's right. That's what I was doing, you know. Some people live like that every day, all day of everything, and they are very, very busy, but they're not accomplishing what they should be accomplishing because they're getting too sidetracked, too distracted. Also, this mismanagement of time are people that are, they're people pleasers. They want to help, and they want to do everything for everyone. And so, and out of the kindness of their heart, or for whatever reason, they will not do what they're supposed to do to go help this person to do this and to do that. And then they are busy, 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 and busy about good things, but they're not accomplishing what the Lord would have them to accomplish. Another reason for our busyness is that a lot of people feel like when they're busy, they are accomplishing something, and when they're not busy, they're not. And so they keep themselves busy, 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 busy all the time, or they feel useless. They feel like, okay, I'm just, nobody needs me, nothing, you know, I'm just useless. I'm no good for nothing. So I'm just going to fill my time with all kinds of things. Because that makes me feel like I'm doing something useful. There is also a busyness addiction. And there are people who really are addicted to that busy feeling. There is an adrenaline rush when we're busy, 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 in high gear all the time, because you're pumping out that adrenaline and you're so used to that, that when you don't, you don't know what, you get fidgety. You don't know what to do. And so they kind of depend on that busy adrenaline feeling. And then there's the perfectionist. The perfectionist can keep themselves very busy because they are trying to do everything perfect. And to get something perfect takes a long time. In fact, it takes forever because you will never get anything perfect. But a perfectionist doesn't know that. They just keep trying to get it perfect. I look at Martha and Mary, which we'll look at in a few minutes, but Martha and Mary like that, where, well, not both of them, Martha, where they were both in the kitchen serving, and Mary knew when it was time to walk away. It's done. And Martha didn't. She just seemed to want to get it perfect. But once again, we'll spend the rest of our lives trying to get something perfect, and it's not going to get perfect. And so we can keep ourselves busy, busy, busy with that, not be doing what the Lord wants us to do. Another reason for busyness is fear. Busyness can be an escape for a lot of people, where there is a hard situation in their life. There is a hard person in their life. It can even be their past. It can be something that if they keep themselves busy enough, they won't think about it. They won't have to deal with it. And so they keep themselves busy, 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 so they don't have to deal with it. Or that fear of, oh, well, I'm uncomfortable here in this setting, so I'm going to find something to do, and I'm going to be busy because I'm really uncomfortable. So I'm going to start to be busy, busy, busy. You know, there's a lot of us, I throw myself in that too, where we serve, we want to be in the kitchen. We want to be doing something, maybe at church instead of out in that fellowship hall, because we're uncomfortable. And so we got to give me something to do. Give me a job. Then I'm busy, busy, busy doing something, and I don't have to stand there and have nobody talk to me or not know what to say or that kind of a thing. So it's that little bit of fear that keeps us busy. And sometimes it can even be, we can even keep ourselves busy because we have a fear in our relationship with the Lord. Because maybe we don't know Him as well as we think we should know Him, but we're afraid because we don't know how to do that. And so if we keep busy serving Him and doing things, then I don't have to sit and be quiet and listen to Him. Because maybe if I sit and be quiet and listen to Him, I'm afraid He's going to tell me something that I don't want to hear, that I don't want to do. So I'm going to keep myself busy. Okay, Lord, well, I'm serving you. I read my verse today. I read this and we go all over the place, because we're afraid to just sit quietly before Him. Another reason, there's all kinds of reasons, so this is the last one I've got down here, for our busyness is the enemy. And that's a biggie, because the enemy wants to keep us busy. You know, years ago I came across this little thing that was like Satan called a worldwide council for his demons, and somebody wrote this thing about what the plan was. But basically the plan was to keep Christians busy. Keep them busy in the non-essentials of life and invent innumerable schemes to occupy their minds. And isn't that the truth? Don't you see that? Where people are so busy and their minds are so occupied that it's pulling them away from the Lord, to overstimulate the mind so that we have trouble hearing that still small voice. Our minds can be so busy and so active that we miss hearing the voice of the Lord. Now, if you turn to Luke chapter 10, we'll just read about Martha and Mary and see what Jesus had to say. Luke 10:38. Now it happened as they went that Jesus entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." I love the lessons from Martha and Mary's life, and I might do a message on that and before we break for our summer. But just for tonight, you know, both Martha and Mary loved Jesus. They both did, and they both served him. But Martha was distracted with her serving. Mary knew when to walk away, when it was time, when it was done, through now it's Jesus' time. I did what I was supposed to do, but now it's time for Jesus. And Martha didn't know when to stop because she was so busy in her activity and in her mind. And that word distracted, it means to be overoccupied, to draw away the mind and the attention in another direction. Martha's attention, her mind, it was not on Jesus at all. It was on the task and the fact that her sister left her alone. And her mind was very busy with all of the kitchen work, the busy work, the preparations. Her priorities were completely out of whack. Jesus did not rebuke her for serving. Somebody had to make dinner. Somebody had to take care of the physical needs. But he did rebuke her that she was distracted. She wasn't choosing the important thing at that time. And Mary did. She chose. And so Martha gave the tasks, the busyness, precedence over Jesus. And Mary did not. Again, Mary knew when to walk away and to sit with the Lord. Today, the world's priorities and then what is important to the culture today is, it's out of whack. And it is certainly not the standard for us, as daughters of the King to look to that and say, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing with my time. That's what is successful. That's what today's woman is supposed to be. We need to look to the Lord, to his word, because the world and the culture, the most important thing and what they think is the most important thing to be busy about is me. It's such a selfish world. It's be busy about you. What do you want? What do you like? And you know, it's a good idea to sit and to ask the Lord, "Lord, will you show me where my time goes?" In fact, one of our group leaders made a little chart. You can get one in your group or out on the table. Of just kind of, she just broke it down out half hour by half hour during the day where you can take and you can actually write in there what you did from 8 to 8:30 and 8:30 to 9 and 9. And you, I think we would all be surprised at where our time goes. Where does the time go? How much time do I spend on me? How much time do I spend on recreation? How much time do I spend on the internet or on Facebook or on my phone, on hobbies or on my career or on relationships that are not kingdom focused? I don't know, we may not want to know the answer, but it's good to ask. I mean, for all of us, from time to time, just to, you know, take inventory. Say, Lord, search my heart. Show me. Now, with all that said, and all that talk about being busy and our minds being busy, let me say this, and this might sound like a big contradiction, but there is nothing wrong with being busy. As long as we are busy about the Lord's business. If we are busy doing the Father's will, then be busy. Be busy. But there is something wrong with us being busy about non-eternal things and our time going into things that just don't matter. Be busy about God's business. He created us to work and to be productive, to be fruitful. You remember when Jesus was 12 years old and his parents were, they were in Jerusalem, and then there was time to leave and they left, and then they found a couple days later, where is Jesus? And they frantically looked for him and they found him in the temple teaching in Jerusalem. And what did he say to them? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? We want to be about our Father's business. Jesus was always busy about his Father's business, doing his Father's will and pleasing his Father. He said in John 6:38, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, not to do what I want to do, not to spend time the way I want to spend time, but the will of him who sent me." Jesus did not do his own will. He did the Father's will. I want to do those things that please him. So we need to be busy about God's will, his kingdom, and eternal things. That's where our time and our energy, those are the things that we need to pour our lives in, or pour our time, pour our energy in, is his will, his kingdom, and the eternal things. In Paul mentions a man by the name of Epaphroditus in the book of Philippians. And I love just a few little verses about Epaphroditus in chapter 2. But Paul said, "Because for the work of Christ, he came close to death, not regarding his life." That would be a busy man. Busy about the kingdom of God. Busy about the will of God, busy doing God's work, putting 100% into it, putting so much into it that he became sick, and he became sick to the point of death because he didn't care about his life. I'm here to do the Father's will. And Paul commends him, and it's a tremendous lesson for us to be busy about those eternal things. Jesus' disciples were busy. They walked with Jesus, they followed Jesus, and Jesus sent them out to preach the gospel, and when they returned, he said to them, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." And then it said, "For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat." I like that. That's Mark 6:31. They were so busy that they didn't even have time to eat, and it was okay because they were busy about eternal things. They were busy doing the Father's will. They were busy doing what Jesus had them do, and it was okay that they got tired, and it was okay that they didn't have time to eat because they were doing what they were called to do. But for us, it's not okay for us to be so busy about my things or other people's things, not the Lord's things, and get tired and get sick or not have time to eat. That's not what he has for us. He has us for us to do his work. And once again, the culture wants to keep me busy about me and whatever I want to do, or whatever makes me get ahead in this life or makes me successful. And that's not what the Lord has for us to do. He wants us busy about his business. The biblical standard, and you know, biblical standards don't change. The culture changes, but his word doesn't change. And way, way back in the garden, when God spoke to Adam and Eve after the fall and kind of gave them their positions in life, and then he said to the men, and this is from the garden from all the way to present day, doesn't matter what the culture says, all the way to present day, men are to be, go out and work. They're supposed to till the ground. They're supposed to sweat. They're supposed to labor. They're supposed to work hard to provide for their families. And women are to be in the home, to take care of the home, to bear children, to serve in their home and manage the home. And the culture has so twisted this. And I've been thinking about this lately and I just don't even know what to think. Years ago, we did a retreat, it was kind of on that, I think we called it going back for the future or something like that. I don't know. But we talked about the roles of the wife and what we're supposed, or the woman and what we're supposed to do and how we need to get, just because the culture has changed, we don't change. And that was probably in maybe the early 90s. And now here, how many years later, what I thought about the way the world was going at that time, and I thought how horrible it was and how women are being deceived and the family's breaking down and all of that, you just don't even know what to think today. It is just awful. It's just awful. I mean, probably if we went out just randomly and asked younger women and, you know, teen girls what women are, I mean, they don't even have a clue as to what women are to do. And I'm not saying you can't work. Just the basic roles. It's just so sad. It's so sad. Proverbs 31 woman is just, she's still biblical. I mean, she's a laughing stock to the world. But she's biblical, ladies. This is who we are to strive to be like. She was a very busy woman, very busy, and she was commended. But she was busy about her family. You read that Proverbs 31. She was busy taking care of their physical needs, their emotional needs, homeschooling children, ironing shirts, packing lunches, running to appointments, making sure all of their needs were met. She was busy taking care of her home, cleaning and cooking and making it a place where her husband and her children felt safe and felt secure and they wanted to be at home. She was busy. She even had side businesses. She worked out of her home. She bought a field. She made this. She made that. She made some extra money. She did those things. Her lamp went out late and she got up early. That makes you tired. She was busy. It said that she did not eat the bread of idleness. There wasn't an extra 5 minutes in her day, but it was good. Why? Because her busyness was being poured into what she was called to do. Her busyness is being poured into eternal things, spiritual things, because all of that is spiritual work. And we forget that. Taking care of our husbands, taking care of our children, taking care of our homes is spiritual work. It's busy work. Yes, it is busy work. And it can be very exhausting. But it's being busy about your Father's business. And sometimes you think, well, I'm spending all this time in my home and doing this and that, and all this awaits me out there, or this is calling to me, or they are telling me I'm not worth anything, or whatever it might be. It's a lie. It is a lie. We need to be busy about what God has called us to do. And overall for women, God has called us in our homes to take care of our husbands, to take care of our children, to take care of our home. Very busy about our Father's business. And so for the young moms and the younger ones where you're in that season, a very busy season of life, and you're exhausted and you don't have 5 minutes to do anything that you want to do, you know what? It's okay. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And you're doing it as unto the Lord. There are different seasons in our lives. As you get older, a lot of us are older in here, and we know it's a different season. We still need to be busy about those things, because once you're a mother, you are always a mother. Nobody tells you that before you have children. You think when they grow up, it's going to be different being a mother. And it is different in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways it's not. You're always a mom, and you're always going to take care of those kids, and then you're going to take care of the grandkids. And you're going to take care of your husband. You're going to take care of your home. That's what we're called to do. But you do have probably a little bit more extra time to go elsewhere. Then you branch out. You start ministering to the women around you, and the women in the church, and the younger women, and those who need help. And you're busy about your Father's business. Again, the Lord gives us the same amount of time in our day, and we need to redeem it wisely. You know, some of us are busier than others, and some of us have busier personalities, as I went over earlier. And I have always been a busy person. I do not like to sit and twiddle my thumbs. I like to keep busy, and there's been different reasons, some of those that I mentioned, that I kept busy all those years from, you know, and it really is when I knew the Lord. So I was 21 and I got really busy, and I've stayed busy. But the busyness changes and your attitude changes and all of that. But what is that noise? Do you hear it? Is it a bird? It's not. Do you see a bird? Maybe it's in the vent. Oh, it's gone now. Oh. I did a retreat once and there was a squirrel. Yeah, it was in the rafters. Oh, and there was a bat too at one of the retreats. Yeah. It's cute. Let's ignore that. Anyway, I have no idea what I was saying, which is probably a good thing. Now that's distracting my busy little mind. So the whole point to this lesson is we need to be busy about... Quit looking up there. We need to be busy about the Lord's business. And we need to choose like Mary did, to sit at the Lord's feet, and to sit at his feet every single morning. And this is something that needs to be a practice in our lives, to sit and to ask him, what would you have me to do today? I ask him that more now than ever before. Because when I was younger, I had my list. Lord, what would you have for me to do? Here's my list. Okay, thanks. You know, and you're gone. And now, Lord, you know what? I didn't even know what to do today. I'm so tired. I don't want to do anything. So you just lead me. What do you want me to do? I only have this much. I'm battling fatigue again. I only have that much energy. What do you want me to do with that time now, Lord? Acknowledge him in all your ways. Every morning, every activity, everything. And if you do sit before him and ask, Lord, show me where my time is going. Then go back over that and say, Lord, is that where you want my time to go? Do you want me to do that? Maybe that was okay last year or last month or whatever, but today, you know, it's always changing, always changing. So what my routine or my schedule, the way it was, may not be what he has for me now. So you have that relationship with the Lord current every morning. You're going to ask him this and he will speak to you. You acknowledge him. Where do you want my time and my energy to go? Again, when you're young, you have a lot of energy and it can go a lot more places. But as you get older, you only have so much. And if you got to give here and you got to give here and you got to give here, you only have this much left. Lord, where do you want that to go? He will direct our paths. He wants to direct our paths. He doesn't want us to be busy, busy, frantic, busy, Martha busy. He wants us to be Proverbs 31 busy. He wants us to be Jesus busy, busy about our Father's business, not regarding our life. It may make me tired. It may be a sacrifice. He may have me do this for this person and that and that and that. But if it's what he has me to do, he will give us the strength and the energy and everything that we need to do it. And then when we come to the end, where Paul came to the end and he said, I have run this race. I fought the good fight of faith. And we'll know we have spent our lives doing what he's called us to do. Damien said on Sunday, I loved it. He said, you know, it's possible to have a saved soul and a wasted life. I don't want a wasted life. You want a wasted life? You want to be busy doing what the Lord has called us to do. Jesus, John chapter 17, he said, I have glorified you, Father, on earth, and I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And don't you want that to be not just a prayer, but you can just say that, Lord, you have given me this to do at the end of each day. Lord, you've given me this to do that day, and I did it. I didn't do anything more, and I didn't do less. I did what you wanted me to do. I mean, that's the way we want to spend our lives. And Father, I pray that you would help us. Help the busy ones in this room. Lord, the ones that their schedules are so jam-packed that they've added to their own schedules and put things in their lives that you don't want them to be doing. Help them, Lord. Help them to hear you. Help them to sort through that. And help them to do only those things that you've called them to do. I pray for each one of us that it would become a daily habit, if it isn't already, to sit at your feet in the morning, to acknowledge you, to seek your will, what you would have us to do, and that we would do no more and no less. And that we would, if you fill our days to where we have no time to eat, then give us the strength and energy to do that. And then, Lord, those days when you have said, no, come aside and rest and sit with me, then I pray that we wouldn't feel like we're not doing anything worthwhile. I pray that you would help us to be sensitive to your voice, to your leading, so that our lives are well spent. Lord, I pray that as the women go into their groups, that you would bless their discussion. You would open their eyes and their ears to see, to hear, to understand, and that they would encourage one another. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you really good today.